Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is
the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Welcome to Protect Your Assets. This is going to be a special Who Wants to Be a Millionaire event. I am David Hollander. I'll be your host today. It's so great to be with you this morning. For those of you just joining me for the first time, welcome. People around here, well, yes, they call me the Sandman. That's right. That's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. That's because I am a financial advisor and an attorney. We're broadcasting live right now out of the studio in downtown Oakland, California. So if you have a question, maybe you want to hear the questions we're going to get today for our guests on the show, but maybe you want to know what's going to happen to Wall Street next week, here's the number to call right now to be live on the air. It's 808- KNBR. Again, 415-808-5627 is the number to call to get live on the show. 415-808-5627. Or if you don't want to be on the air, you can always tweet me a question anytime you want at PYA Radio. That stands for Protect Your Assets, PYA Radio. Anytime you like. So, are you a millionaire? Would you like to become one? Well, I can give you a million reasons why you need to keep it tuned right here for the entire show today. That's because there are certain habits, certain behaviors, and common traits that millionaires possess. And today, the good news is that it's never more possible to become a millionaire than right now. We have a great economy. We have a lot of things that you could take advantage of and do. You just have to know how to do it. And so you can learn how to do it today as I share with you the 8 success habits of the millionaires that I work with. This is going to be one episode where we will leave no stone unturned. We'll talk to you about all the details. You don't want to miss out on this, on how to become a millionaire. Or if you already are one, then see if you're doing everything correctly, because I've seen lots of millionaires lose it all as well. You don't want that to happen to you. So it's going to be a great show full of a lot of great information. So now, are you a millionaire? Would you like to become one or save even more? Well, I can give you a million reasons why you need to keep it tuned right here for the entire show today. That's because there are certain habits, certain behaviors that are common among the millionaires that I work with. And the good news is that it's never been more possible to become one than right now. That's why today we're sharing the 8 success habits of millionaires and what you need to do. So we did have a caller during the break. His name is Bob, I believe, in Santa Cruz. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Sandman. This is Bob from Santa Cruz. I own my own business. I revenue about $500,000 a year, and I was wondering if I can put away $50,000 of that. Is that okay?
All right, Bob, that's a good question. And so we're going to teach you how to become a millionaire and keep more of that money in your account. But to do that, I need to phone a friend. So I'm going to go ahead and call the tax man. Good morning, Mark. Are you there?
Yes.
All right. Mark is the tax man. He works with us. He's a CPA here in our office. And Mark, we got a call this morning from Bob. Bob's down to Santa Cruz, makes $500,000 a year net. And he wanted to know if he could put away $50,000 or so. What could he do?
He could put away a lot more than $50,000.
Okay.
And save a lot in taxes in doing so.
All right. Well, what's possible? How would he do something like that?
We would have to see his overall situation, but okay. I'm thinking a defined benefit. He could put away 90% of that.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks, Mark.
Hey, Sandler.
Out of time. All right. So, Bob.
Hey, Sandler.
This is what you can do. You can put away more money than you thought, and that will help you become a millionaire. Think about that.
Is that okay?
The tax man said you could do up to $300,000. Depends on your situation, of course. But imagine that. What if you could put away $300,000 of that money you were earning for the next 3 years? You'd be well on your way to be a millionaire much quicker than if you don't and you pay all that in tax right now. So great secret success. Thank you, the tax man. So let's get into the success habits of millionaires and how do you become a millionaire besides paying less in taxes? Well, one way that I see a lot of our clients maintain their status and get to that status of being a millionaire is they don't spend more than they make. And this might seem obvious, but it tends to get ignored, particularly when you start looking at your rent. You rent an apartment or you buy a house that's possibly above what you can afford, or you start to take trips that maybe you really can't afford, but you feel like you need to do that, or you want to reward yourself, or you go out and you eat more out than you should rather than cooking at home. Maybe you're a consumer electronics junkie and you have to buy that new iPhone every year, who knows? But all these things are the trappings of sucking that money out of your account, like buying fancy clothes, shoes, new cars, all those sort of things. Those are the kinds of things that can really get you into trouble very quickly. So the folks that I work with and the folks that I've seen build wealth over time don't do that. They're very, very conspicuous about their consumption, and they're what I call value shoppers. So whether it's for groceries, whether it's for clothes, real estate, they don't buy anything unless it's really a good deal. And I can give you lots of examples of that, but particularly when it comes to things that will either appreciate in value in the future, they're trying to get a good deal on that and pay below what the going market rate is. And there's ways to do that. You just have to know what you're interested in and pursue it and find the way to do that. So I'll give you an example. Let's say that you're looking to buy a piece of property as your first house or as your first piece of property. You don't really know much about property. Well, you could, first of all, find an area that you're interested in that makes sense for your work, because you got to think about it from a practical standpoint. Will it really make your life that much easier to do it? So if the area is something that works for what you're trying to do, you're trying to buy a piece of property, you have a job, you can get credit right now. It's pretty easy to get credit. Try and scour the neighborhood. Try and find that property that maybe has some broken windows or looks a little beat up. Go knock on the door. Send a letter to the owner. You can look up the owner at the county register's office. All you need is the address. And send them a letter and tell them you're a first-time home buyer and you're trying to buy a house and it's a hard market, and will they work with you? And you'll be surprised. You can typically pick up a piece of property 10, 15% below what the market rate is if you don't have a broker involved, if you hire an attorney to help you do that. It's usually a much better experience if you're trying to save money and do it yourself because you found the property. So why pay someone? And a lot of people who sell them, particularly seniors, are somewhat leery of selling properties, and they usually want to help young people get started. So you'll be surprised. You might get some hits if you do that. And that's a great way to get yourself into a starter property, put some sweat equity into it, and then rent it out as you start to build your real estate empire and buy your next property when, say, the market turns. You'll have a much better position to do that. The other success habit of millionaires that I work with, it doesn't even matter if they've made it. This is common. Is that they educate themselves. The investment they make is in themselves and education. So whether it's learning a new language, whether it's going to a different part of the world, whether it's picking up a new hobby, they take their abilities, their earning power, and the new education they're getting, their job skills, and they start to convert that into a hobby to make money. It's really interesting. I've seen this happen many, many times when people retire. They pursue the things that they like, but they don't take too much risk, and they educate themselves before they get into it. So just like the real estate example I just gave you, if you're interested in real estate, educate yourself about that. If you're interested in the stock market, educate yourself about that. There's lots of great books out there you can read to find out more about what you're interested in. And it's not too late to go back to school. I have several clients who've gone back and gotten a law degree after they retire. There's all kinds of degrees you can get through your local community colleges, through local colleges that are in this area in particular. And then the other major secret that I've learned from the millionaires is that they invest early. And so it's never too late to start saving and investing. And as soon as you earn any money, I want you to put money away and save it for yourself. So put it away in an account. The very time you make a dollar, try and take 10% of that, 15% of that, and put it away in some sort of a savings account. Hopefully a tax-free account, like a Roth IRA, because then you can have tax-free growth on that money over time. But really, when you get your first job, look at the 401k plans, see if there is a matching option there. And if there is, take advantage of that 100%, as much as you can do, get as much matching as you can, because that is an immediate bonus to your paycheck. And so you should try and get every penny of that that you can. Also, if you have children, when your children are born, make sure you maximize those college savings plans, like the 529 plans. That's a way to put away tax-free money that can grow for those children to educate themselves later. And if you are saving, try and put away more. If it's daunting because you have these monthly bills, again, what I recommend there is try and pay yourself first. So tell your HR, or even you can go online and you can direct part of your paycheck before you even receive it to go into a savings account. That's a great way to just automatically do it. So then you start to align yourself with what you can afford before you actually receive the money in your bank account. So it's a good way to force yourself to do it. Try doing that. Also, one of the big things I can say about those who have maintained wealth is they don't swing for the fences. Just like people who don't drive around flashy cars, who don't really have the money to afford it, they keep things simple when they invest. And so they avoid risky options, such as things like IPOs, initial public offerings. I can't tell you, when I worked at one of the major brokerage houses, I get these calls almost every day. I want IPO. You know, just, you don't just want to go buy an IPO. It doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, give you a couple examples, right? Local Lyft, Uber, did you buy that IPO? How are you doing right now? Not so well, right? So there's been a few examples where, and the tax man showed us a case this week where this fellow had lost like $300,000, you know, in stocks and keeps trading them. So, yeah. That's not a good way to make money. So don't try and swing for the fences in things that you're not really sure about or not an expert at. It's not a good idea. But you can make very small, calculated decisions that are, again, well-educated to try and build wealth over time. And that's, again, one of the primary principles that the millionaires that I work with do, is they don't swing for the fences and they don't risk a lot of their principal. In fact, they try and use other people's money or interest or savings that they're doing to try and do their investments, so they don't lose that initial principal. That's very important. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say you don't need insurance. We'll find out how to save money on the insurance that you legally have to buy. I'm going to reveal how the millionaires do it. It's all coming up next. So keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. We'll be right back.
Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. And it doesn't hurt to have a good retirement plan, too. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. And now, here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're doing our special millionaire show today. Are you a millionaire? Would you like to become one or save even more? Well, I can give you a million reasons why you need to keep it tuned right here for the entire show today. That's because there are certain habits, certain behaviors that are common among the millionaires that I work with. And the good news is that it's never been more possible to become one than right now. So today we are sharing with you the 8 success habits of millionaires. And if you missed any part of the show today, you can always go to pyaradio.com. Again, that's pyaradio.com, where we have our podcasts that highlight and give you back all the great data that we're giving to you this morning. So if you are someone who's considered becoming a millionaire, or maybe you already are one, what are some of the secrets that the top millionaires use to maintain their wealth? Well, one of the greatest things that I've heard about is we call this the they say segment.
They say.
Are you kidding me?
Because I've heard this more than once. In fact, I heard it this week from one of my clients down in Hillsborough, who happened to just pick up the phone and called me and said, "Hey, I heard my neighbor say that the best way to have insurance is have the least and cheapest insurance possible and carry big deductibles." And I said,
Are you kidding me?
That's what I said. Are you kidding me? No. No, I can't be more defensive than that. Smart, self-made millionaires know that your financial freedom could vanish if you aren't properly insured against certain types of risks that just come up depending on your lifestyle. And so one of the things I can help you with this morning is to talk about insurance, not as a discretionary item, which some people think it is. Legally, you're required to have insurance on your car. That's right. You have to, by law, carry insurance on your car. And if you're a millionaire, you certainly don't want to have just liability insurance, which is the minimum requirement. Why would you do that? Well, I could self-insure. Well, could you self-insure if your son jumped in your car tonight and had a little fun with his friends and, oh, he just missed the corner and he ran somebody over and now they're maimed for life? And you get sued and it's going to cost you $300,000 to defend yourself because you have to hire a lawyer and you'll probably go to trial and then you'll lose probably. And if you lose and the car ends in your name and you get hit with, say, a $7 million judgment, well, how will they come after you? Well, they're going to come after your house. They're going to come after your bank account. They're going to come after anything legally they can, your rental properties. It's all up for grabs unless you've protected it. That's what this show is about, protecting your assets. I don't have time this morning to go into how you do that. But one of the best ways and simplest ways you can do this, have a good insurance policy. And what I mean by that is if you have a car, or your kids drive your cars, or they have their own car, but you own it, your name's on it, then you better make sure that you have enough insurance to cover your liability. And what do I mean by that? Well, if your net worth, say, is $4 million, when you look at your house and you look at all your stuff, then you should have at least $4 million of insurance. Well, how do you do that? Well, you have a auto policy, and the auto policy is going to have certain deductibles. And I'm not against, and this is what a lot of the millionaires do, is they have higher deductibles. So rather than having a $200 deductible on, say, a healthy policy, maybe you have a $1,000 deductible. And you carry more insurance. So let's say that you have $500,000 or $1 million just on your basic auto policy, but then you buy an umbrella. And it's very easy to get an umbrella to cover $3, $4, $5 million for not a lot of money. Typically, I've seen umbrellas cost about $300, $350 per million. If you think about that for a year, isn't it worth it to have that peace of mind that if something happens, you're not going to lose everything? So don't be silly when it comes to your liability protection and having insurance, because insurance is one of those items that you just never know. And statistically, it's possible, particularly in this area and particularly when you have so many attorneys running around. Do you know we have more attorneys in California than you do in any other state in the United States? In fact, we have well over, according to the bar numbers, well over 300,000 attorneys in California. It's a lot of attorneys. So they need something to do. So don't give them something to do. Follow me? Help yourself. So the other thing when it comes to insurance that you can do is look at having types of insurance that could cover illnesses, because another thing that could befall you is an illness. You could be perfectly healthy. Then all of a sudden, one day you wake up and you have something that happens to you from a hereditary standpoint, or something you catch, a disease, and it's debilitating. I don't know if you saw a few weeks ago, you should go research this. There's a new type of dementia that's happening to younger people. Younger people, I mean, in their 50s. It's called frontal temporal dementia. It's actually pretty common. It's starting to happen a lot more. There's a lot of studies going on at UCSF right now about this. The preeminent expert in the country is out of there and is talking about that sort of an illness and what it can do to a family. And this can financially devastate you. And so if you're prepared for that, maybe you have a long-term care policy, maybe you have a type of life insurance policy you can convert to long-term care. Maybe you have an annuity that doubles benefits when you get ill. These are all sorts of things that you can do to protect yourself if that were to happen to you. The other thing I'd like you to consider is if you have rental properties. I have a lot of clients that own real estate, and I can tell you a story about many clients I've had who have literally lost their entire apartment building because they weren't properly protected. And one of the best ways you can protect yourself from lawsuits is to have your assets siloed. And what I mean by that is, let's say you own an apartment building down in Redwood Shores, and you put that apartment building in an LLC, that will limit your liability just to that particular property, so they can't go after all your other properties and your real estate at your personal residence. These are all certain things you can do to protect yourself. It's time for a quick break, but when we come back, find out how the millionaire next door uses debt to their advantage. It's all coming up next. Keep it right here.
You've worked hard to get to where you are today, but are you protected from the next market corrections? Your peace of mind is too important to be sitting there wondering if your current plan is on the right track, wondering if you've had enough income for the rest of your life. You owe this to yourself. Protect Your Assets with David Hollander is heard across the nation, not just because of the personal services we offer, but because the Sandman's listeners really are sleeping better at night. Just go to PYARadio.com on your computer or mobile device and pick a show. That's PYARadio.com. You can listen right there or download for later. PYARadio.com. And now, here's the Sandman.
Welcome back to Who Wants to Be... Oh, sorry, Protect Your Assets. This is our millionaire show. And this morning we've been talking about all those successful habits of the millionaires that we work with. And there's never been really a better time to become a millionaire than right now. This is a great economy. You've got low interest rates. You've got the ability to get credit. There's still some good deals out there, so it is possible. You just have to know how to do it and make some smart moves. Before we get back into the show, I want to wish a happy birthday. Happy birthday to David Becker and Kelly Hill, Nancy Brown. Happy birthday to all of you. I hope you have a great birthday week. This morning, we've been talking about the successful habits of millionaires and how you can become a millionaire by modeling the behavior of millionaires. And if you missed any part of the show today, go to check us out. Go to pyaradio.com and listen to our podcast. That's where we have the entire show ready for you with some other, I'll say, secrets that you don't hear on the air all the time. So go to pyaradio.com and see the special things that we put there for you. And that'll be it'll be up this afternoon. So usually we put it there Saturday afternoon, ready to rock and roll. PYARadio.com. Now, if you've just tuned in, this is probably going to be one of the most important financial shows for the weekend. Why is that? Other shows are busy talking about the investment of the week or the annuity of the week. Well, we try and help you, explore the most important financial and retirement-related questions that you want answered. This week, people wanted to know how to become a millionaire, how to stay wealthy how to become wealthy, and what are some of the secrets of the millionaire. So we put this special Who Wants to Become a Millionaire episode together. I know we've enjoyed it so far. But one of the best things that I hear about to become a millionaire is using debt. And this week was no exception. I often hear people say, well, it's a good idea to use debt to your advantage and not pay cash, but instead get a loan. And this week we saw the 30-year fixed mortgage rate drop below 4% again. But one common trait of the millionaire next door is how they think about debt. Think about that for a minute. How do you think about debt? One of my most wealthiest clients told me this: you can't be rich if you owe. Think about that. Think about only using credit to buy things that have lasting value. Let me give you an example. For instance, if you're looking at buying a new car or buying a home, what do you pick? You always pick the affordable, notice I said affordable, the affordable home first. Always invest in yourself second. We talked about that, getting an education. It pays to get an education. That'll help improve your station in life. That's a good investment. Even if you have to borrow to make it happen, you are investing in yourself. May not seem like it, but you are. Another client of mine, he pays cash for everything. Doesn't use credit cards at all. Pays cash. And to quote Knight Kipling there, he said, "Do you know anyone who got into big financial trouble because they didn't borrow enough money?" Think about that. So one of the ways that we help our clients, and this week was no exception, I had a client call me who wanted to pay off his house. He had money saved in a bank account. He owed money on the mortgage, not a lot of money. And as we looked at the analysis with our tax professional here earlier, heard the tax man on the phone here, we looked at, did it make sense for him to keep this mortgage around? The rate was pretty good, but it actually was doing nothing when it came to his taxes because he had already paid off so much of the debt portion. So the write-off portion was so much smaller, it didn't really make a lot of sense. We were able to do that by looking at his situation and figure out, does it make sense to carry that debt or just pay it off? In this case, we paid it off. There may be cases where you have debt that's locked in for a certain period of time, say at a low interest rate, and you have yourself a fixed investment that pays a better interest rate, tax-free. And that may be creating what's called a financial arbitrage, where you actually are using someone else's money to make yourself more money. There is possibilities and ways to do that, particularly when you're using real estate and financial investments. I know a lot of investment counselors don't necessarily deal in real estate, but we do. We like real estate, and we think real estate is part of your overall portfolio, and you should use it in connection with the investments you have in the overall market. It is part of your plan, as far as I'm concerned. And that's one area that you need to explore as you develop your millionaire habits. The other one I've seen, which is really good, is a lot of my clients will become friends or will meet someone at their work who's really good at what they do. So when you start or you're in a profession and you meet someone who's really good, get to know them, work with them, figure out how they're doing it. How are they doing so well? And then literally copy their behavior. Keep it real. Keep it to yourself, you know, your personality, but adopt some of their habits. Look at it and try and emulate it and see if that helps your overall performance, because that's what the smart millionaire does next door. Now, if you listen to our show, chances are it's because you need some financial or retirement question answered. We had Bob call earlier from Santa Cruz, had his own business, was making some good money right now, but was getting the wrong advice about how much he could put away. We talked this morning with a CPA about how over 3 years he could create close to $1 million in money. Otherwise, he'd be paying in taxes, a good part of that in taxes. So there's ways to do this using the tax code that maybe you're not taking advantage of. So if you have questions you want answered through our on-track retirement review process, we meet people all the time that are just trying to be good stewards of their money. They just want to know if they're making the right decisions right now and if their plan is on track. They don't want to suffer another 2008. And as we move along through this market cycle right now, you know what I'm talking about. There is some uneasiness out there. And that's because the smart millionaire next door knows that money is like a toddler. It's incapable of managing itself. You can't expect your money to grow and mature without real wealth management. And there is a difference between making money and managing money. What are you better at? The millionaire next door asks for help because they know what they don't know. And they rather focus on what they're best at and what they enjoy the most. And that millionaire next door, soon to be millionaire next door, are our favorite clients because they appreciate how hard we work to craft and monitor their investment strategy with the goal to, number one, protect you from market losses, excessive taxes, liability, and number two, grow your money over time. So we've created this episode of Protect Your Assets just for you, because at the Liberty Group, we help our clients by integrating your investments and your taxes into your plan. And that's because investment planning that incorporates tax efficiency is, I think, the best kind of plan overall. Do you want an average plan or do you want the best plan for you? Big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.